Yo, Ryan Hartley here from Always Betting Yesterday. Hope that you are well. Hope you enjoyed episode 240 yesterday with Dr. Michael Gervais. If you haven't listened yet, it is a great conversation, one that is going to inspire you on your path of mastery, the one that is really going to help you finally get over the fear of other people's opinions, FOPO, as Dr. Michael refers to it. Today, I want to talk to you about marketing. I've probably talked to you about marketing a couple of times, particularly from a heart-centered perspective, serving with lack and serving with love rather than lack, and avoiding all those lack tactics. And if you are in and around the online digital media space, you will know that there's a phrase called content marketing. And I want to play a bit of a spin on the word content marketing. And instead of focusing on the content that we are sharing in our marketing, I first want to draw attention to the emotion of content whilst we are marketing. And I think that kind of brings into focus a different way of being when we are marketing. So you know that I've shared my opinion on the world. In many respects, most people are using lack and inadequacy, scarcity, to try and coerce and manipulate people into becoming consumers. And for me, to be content in ourselves while we're marketing, I think it's about showing up, offering to serve people, using our gifts, our skills, and our talents as an offering in the service of other people so that we may leave them better. Inviting people on a journey of transformation and creating possibility. And we do that as an expression, as a manifestation, as an embodiment of care. True authenticity expressed and lived from the inside out, where there is integrity, where what we say and what we do is in line, is in harmony with what we think and what we genuinely believe. There is a oneness, integrity, from the root of the word integer, to be at one, where the outside and the inside are one of the same. And we're not going to use lack tactics. We're not going to use manipulation. We're not going to use coercion. As my mentor, Bob Berg, says, people aren't going to buy from us because we have a quota. But more importantly, we're going to be in a spirit, in a heart set of needing nothing. That's how we know we are content marketing. If I look at the definition of content on the Cambridge Dictionary, it's about being at peace. It's about being pleased with your current situation. It's not in any way wishing that things were different. It's not wishing that things would improve. It's being content with the way that things are. And the way that that manifests through our heart set as we are marketing is that we need nothing from another human being. No exchange, no money, no affirmation, no validation. Being at peace with the way things are. And that's it. How can you get yourself to a heart set and a mindset of being a content marketer, where you show up with love in your heart, knowing that the possibilities you can create for people are of great value, trusting that those who need it will find it and want to continue in a journey with you. And if those that don't, need nothing from them, need nothing from any situation. No, need no exchange, need no money, need no affirmation. And this is how we get to the place of being a content marketer, because the contentness comes from the inside, being at peace with what is, rather than any result or transaction that may or may not take place. Here's to flooding the world with an abundance of content marketers, where the essence is love, not lack, where the heart set is service rather than manipulation, coercion, and making people feel inadequate without products or services. I know you're here for the journey. I hope this continues to nudge your highest and most authentic expression in a heart-centered way that is content whilst you are marketing. And I look forward to ending the week with you tomorrow. Have a great rest of your day. Have a great rest of your week. Keep leading, my friends. Always love.